And now Bob's Bank and the Green Mobile Home brings you the Singer-Songwriter Show. At Bob's Bank, we've helped countless folks realize their dreams and purchase a late-model car, remodel a basement, or install an automatic garage door opener. And now, let's introduce today's guests on the Singer-Songwriter Show, the Singing Slocum Family. Welcome. Welcome, Slocums.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about how you got started singing. Let's start with you, Ginny Slocum.
Well, our story is not really so different from the story of a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up in northern Minnesota, and Daddy was in the plywood business, and Mama ran a luncheonette, and my brothers Earl and Jimmy and I started singing together as a way to earn money to buy drugs.
Mm. I see, yeah. Tell me, how old were you at this time?
We were about 13.
Yeah.
All of you were 13?
No, that was the median age.
I see, yeah, median age, so... Why did you use drugs?
We lived in northern Minnesota.
Yeah. It was cold and it was dark and bleak and we didn't have good coffee up there. We only had instant. That was all.
Yeah, you wake up in the morning in February and drink a cup of instant coffee and it makes a person ready for Percodan, believe me.
Yeah. What sort of songs did you sing then?
We sang old-time songs like Mama taught us, except we couldn't remember all the words very well because we were using drugs.
Right,
but
yeah.
We kept on singing the songs anyway, but we made up new words.
Well, you got your instruments there. How about a sample here?
I asked my love to go with me just to walk a little way. And as we walk, then may we talk. Lost her grip down on the banks of the Mississippi. She held a knife against his throat. No pies for you, that's all she wrote. I'm sick of you, Thanksgiving Day. I'm going to Vegas with a guy named Ray. I'll only say short goodbye. I don't expect that I will cry. Soon I'll be cruising Sunset Strip, not on the banks of the Mississippi.
Well, see, our songs were maybe just a little too far out there or something.
A little too honest?
Maybe, for people living around us up there in the woods in northern Minnesota. Because, we just didn't care because we were using muscle relaxants at the time. The kind that veterinarians give to large animals, cattle, And we're kind of drifting through life in kind of a haze, not always sure if it was Tuesday or Wednesday or if we were a trio or quartet or what. Yeah. So.
Well, this must have been kind of a hard time for you then.
No, not really.
Oh.
We didn't know any different. We didn't know it was possible to laugh and be happy.
Oh.
I mean, if we'd had, been able to get lattes or mocha coffee with a triple shot, we never would have been in the music business at all. But
yeah.
All we had was instant.
Instant, yeah.
You ever drink that coffee made from freeze-dried crystals?
Yeah.
Well, did you like it?
Well, it wasn't bad.
It tasted like runoff from a landfill to me.
Yeah, well... I guess it affects different people different ways, so...
Well, I don't see how anybody could drink that stuff. I mean, it was like water they'd boiled the mailman's shoes in.
Yeah. Wilson, didn't your mom make coffee at the luncheonette?
Well, yeah, but that was coffee that had sat on the hot plate all day, so...
You spill it on your pants and it'd eat right through.
Oh, yeah. So instant coffee was why you were on drugs then.
Well, that and the fact that it was dark most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the starchy food.
Oh, you don't care for starchy food then?
No.
All right. Well, here's a... How about another song here? Slocums.
There's a dark and a stormy side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. And if I had a car, I would drive to California. That's what I would do. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side, in San Francisco or L.A. You can sit out on the sand with a latte in your hand, not a horse shoveling your driveway.
Like that. Yeah, so.
Like that.
I guess it's fair to say that you were not happy where you were at the time. Is that a fair statement?
Well, life in northern Minnesota just wasn't really working for us, just in terms of personal happiness. Mm-hmm. And then we sort of got a vision that things were about to change for the better. Mm-hmm. We went over to see our aunt, the one with the hair salon in her basement. And her dog, the one that always came tearing out trying to bite us in the ankles, and you know, once he got a hold of my guitar and he actually chewed a whole corner off it.
Oh.
Anyhow, he was lying in the shade on his back, and we could tell right off that he was dead. Mm. And to us, that was a sign that things were about to get a whole lot better.
Yes.
Really?
The dog had been chasing us since we were kids, and suddenly he was dead, and it mm-hmm. was possible for us to imagine life being different from how it had always been.
Yep. Now,
you've written a song about this, no doubt. Here we go.
Go tell Aunt Lulu, go tell Aunt Lulu, go tell Aunt Lulu, her old brown dog is dead. The old brown dog named Rusty, the old brown dog named Rusty, the old brown dog named Rusty, who used to bite our legs. He died chasing squirrels, he died from chasing squirrels, he died from chasing squirrels, he ate one and got sick. It must have been a bad one. It must have been a bad one. It must have been a bad one. He just lay down and died. I never liked him anyway. I never liked him anyway. I never liked him anyway. I'm glad that he is dead.
So Slocum's there with a little salute to Rusty, the old brown dog. So, Ginny, if you don't mind my asking, how did you come to leave home then and go west?
Well, the death of Rusty just settled it for us. Uh-huh. We got in our old minivan and headed for California, which was our dream. And we gave up music and we got good jobs in retail. And we got off drugs because we just didn't need them anymore, you know, once we were able to get decent coffee.
Oh.
Yeah, you have a couple of triple espressos and chase them down with a giant latte, and you don't need methamphetamines anymore.
No, I wouldn't.
And we gave away our musical instruments to the Salvation Army, and we became store managers, and we married a good California people, and now you couldn't even tell we were from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever, you know, come back to visit, or...?
Sometimes in June, but we always bring coffee with us.
Yeah, and tell me about the songwriting. Do you miss the songwriting?
No, not in the slightest.
No.
You know, songs are about suffering, and when you get your life straightened out, there's no need to write songs. Anybody can tell you that.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today on the Singer-Songwriter Show, brought to you by Bob's Bank. Save at the sign of the sock. Bob's Bank in the little green mobile home just down the street from the bus depot. Checks cashed, money wired, open until midnight.
Thanks to the Slocum family for joining us. The Singer-Songwriter Notes.